You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Budget Podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'm back with the latest on what different sectors of the economy are expecting from Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's Budget 2022. First up, let's discuss the demand of the auto sector. When the pandemic broke out 2 years ago, it couldn't have been a more inconvenient time for the automobile original equipment manufacturers who were already reeling from tepid domestic sales and oversupply issue. That's also why the last 2 years have been more than challenging for small auto component makers who have seen order books fall apart and supply chains interrupted amid mounting losses. The COVID-19 pandemic, supply chain logjam, the rising price of steel and aluminium between April and December, and the semiconductor shortage have all contributed to the challenges of MSMEs. And therefore, small auto component manufacturers want incentives in the budget to invest in electric vehicles as well as research and development. They also want a mandatory buyback scheme for OEMs to encourage recycling of materials and components. Meanwhile, they're looking for speedy service GST and service tax audits. Apart from that, they want a stimulus pack for micro industries, which employ about 15 to 20 workers and have been bearing the brunt of the economic distress. Next up, let's find out what global brokerages think about the upcoming budget. Mahesh Nandurkar, the India strategist at Jefferies, says they're going into this budget with pretty low expectations, in the sense that macro backdrop for the budget this year is very different from how it was the last year. He pointed out the global situation where Fed is going to be tightening, reducing liquidity, etc. And in that context, it is a very difficult situation. Nandurkar said the market obviously wants a growth-oriented budget, but his sense is the government would have to present a budget which will take us on the path of fiscal consolidation. And hence, total expenditure growth will be a limited one, maybe high single digit. Meanwhile, Sanjay Mukim, the head of India Equity Research at JP Morgan, he also acknowledged that there's pressure on the government to be fiscally conservative for macro reasons. But there's also something else happening, and that is peer countries in the region are also tight. According to him, in India, there's a very strong phenomenon in the budget of crowding out. Interest expenditure continues to rise as the bond issuance goes up, and that is not a happy situation. He, however, said that the government this year, and hopefully next year as well, is in a happy situation where it'll manage to get very good growth. Nominal GDP expectation for the next year is about 13 to 14%, and that should continue to drive inflation-linked revenue upside. He said, as long as the expenditure growth is lower than revenue growth, the country will be able to consolidate the fiscal deficit number. Moving on, given the COVID-19 pandemic situation at hand, a survey has found that the healthcare sector is likely to receive the highest priority in the upcoming budget. This is obviously on account of continuing challenges posed by the pandemic and the imperative need for scaling up public health infrastructure. Besides healthcare, Trade Association Asocham's survey has found that MSMEs, energy, infrastructure, and technology were also on the priority list. The survey was done among 400 respondents across 40 cities from different sectors. Another in line with expectation point that the survey has brought forward is nearly 40% of the respondents said that the finance minister should reduce the income tax along with other measures to boost private demand and consumption. When asked what policymakers can do to scale up the pace of job creation, majority of the respondents said that they want the government to focus on infrastructure and housing sector. They also said that further incentives to companies to hire more people would also help. Moreover, 28% of the respondents said that the budget should include measures to encourage access to latest technologies at a lower cost for MSMEs. Moving on, here's a look at another interesting sector. Colin Shah, the chairman of Gem and Jewelry Export Promotion Council, today spoke to CNBC TV 18 about what the jewelry sector wants from the budget. He said that the sector expects a reduction in duties on gold, diamond, and gemstones. He also pointed out that the government should issue a clarification on the equalization levy on rough diamonds and the safe harbor rates for special notified zones. Another segment that requires more attention than ever right now is the education sector, given the disruptions caused by the pandemic. Ruchir Arora, the co-founder and CEO of College Dekho, suggests that the upcoming budget should focus on improving the gross enrollment ratio. The current GER stands at 27%, and therefore he wants the government to come up with measures to ensure that we reach the target of 50% by 2030, as mentioned in the National Education Policy 2020. Also, the cost of higher education has been rising, and then our students have to attend virtual classes, but there's still lack of infrastructure. Many students in India don't have access to laptop or stable internet connection. And therefore, Arora wants the government to focus on ensuring that the required infrastructure is developed adequately and is available to everyone. Lastly, food and fertilizer subsidies are likely to continue to remain elevated in the FY23 budget as well. Due to the impact of the pandemic, the budget could allocate about 5 lakh crore rupees for the food and fertilizer subsidies alone. Before I wrap this episode, I'll quickly share with you a few updates from the cryptocurrency universe. So we all know that there's been a significant rise in the sale of non-fungible tokens, that is NFTs, over a couple of years. And now, experts say new job opportunities are likely to rise in the metaverse in 2022. These could range from developers working on gaming and NFT transactions for luxury brands and social media platforms to gamers monetizing their skills. Meanwhile, a Bitcoiner has lost coins worth $1 million in a giveaway scam. This was one of the single largest transactions as far as the fake giveaway schemes are concerned. The perpetrator reportedly identified himself as MicroStrategy's chief, Michael Saylor, and promised to double the number of Bitcoins that he received. However, once the victim completed the payment, the perpetrator vanished into thin air with the loot. Most crypto scamsters find their victims through social media platforms such as Twitter. In giveaways, scamsters create fake Twitter handles, impersonating famous personalities in the crypto market such as Saylor or other influential celebrities. Then they post tweets about the industry and offer some interesting rewards such as a promise to match or sometimes even double any crypto sent to their account. So beware of such fraudsters and don't fall for such schemes. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back with another episode with more on budget expectations. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.